Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and this is episode 153 of Give It Row. Right, this evening. It is Friday evening. It's coming up to 6 o'clock, and we have one of the Get Fit to Row-ers coming down for a Friday session. Excuse the slight panting because I've been running around an awful lot today, and I've done the session that I'm going to be doing at 6 o'clock with the Get Fit to Row-er. I've done it twice today. Now, this episode and this training session is called The Welcome Back. To some extent, being gently ironic about where we are in the training season. So we've had a couple of weeks off, possibly, if we've been bad. And therefore, it's left us probably a few weeks further behind from a fitness perspective. Right. Which means, yes, my friends, it's going to be slightly harder to get reconnected again. But once you're there, pushing on will be easy. So the welcome back session goes like this. It's a delightful session, actually, I think. And the reason why I'm sharing this session is because I feel that I need to share some of these sessions that I'm developing that you can also find on the website. I need to share them here on the podcast with you. Right, so today's the welcome back session goes like this. 3 minutes warm up, just to warm up, right? Gently. Now, this is going to be a low rating, low stroke rate session in the majority of it, but there's going to be some higher tempo stuff that will be in it. And let's keep in mind that the low rating, the low tempo stuff is quite difficult because you really need to concentrate and you really need to have quite a refined technique, which you might not have. But we're learning, right? And that's the case with rowing anyway. Always learning, always coaching yourself. So here's the welcome back session. 4 times 10 minutes. First one is 10 minutes at stroke rate 18. And be patient with it. Be patient with it. And the thing to emphasize more than anything with this session is make sure you've got fast hands off the recovery. Make sure you rock over from the hips, the pelvis, and allow the tension, yes, the tension of the bungee cord, if you're on a concept two row, allow the tension of the bungee cord to gradually pull you forward. Don't slide forward, be pulled forward. Now, as a footnote, what that would indicate is if you pull your handle now, or when you next get on the row machine, you go, there doesn't seem to be much tension in it and the chain is slightly floppy, you need to do a bit of ergo maintenance and get a brand new bungee cord is what I'd recommend to get the tension back. Because having the tension in the chain, in the bungee cord, allows you in the slower ratings to be gracefully pulled forward as opposed to sliding forward. Right, so that's the first 10 minutes done. 10 minutes at stroke rate 18. Then we're going to have 1 minute rest where we do not stop. We do what I call proper light pressure, which is just body movements. So the next 10 minutes goes like this. 6 minutes at stroke rate 18, followed by a delicious 4 minutes at stroke rate 20. And you'll notice the change in tempo from the 18 to the 20. And you'll notice it best if you concentrate on accelerating the hand movement at the finish, round the back end, and round the front. That's where you need to find the speed. Not in the leg drive, not in the power, not in the effort, but just in the hand speed, front end and back end. Okay, so the next 10 minutes goes like this. 3 minutes at 18, followed by 2 minutes at 20, followed by 2 minutes at 22, and then 3 minutes at 20. And that's all about emphasizing how much you're going to learn about rhythm, and then how much you're going to learn about the relaxing nature of the stroke rate 20. Right, so that's the third session, is that right? So 10 minutes, 6 and 4, followed by 3, 2, 2, 3. The fourth 10 minutes, which makes it the mighty 44-minute long session, which actually with a warm-up at each end makes it around about 52 minutes. But this last one is 2 minutes at 18, and you'll be nicely warmed up, and you'll have beautifully focused mind to allow yourself to gracefully be drawn down the slide. Then 2 minutes at 20, okay? Then 2 minutes at 22, where you're going to get a bit more tempo and a bit more rhythm. Remember, keep the leg drive and the body movement power the same, but concentrate on the hand speed around the front end and the hand speed around the back end in order to create the rate change. So, where are we? 22, 24, 26. That's it. So you're going to do 18, 20, 22, 24, 26. 2 minutes of each. And in this last 10 minutes, the one thing that really is worth thinking about is you should find, if you've got this right, remember this is monitor the heart rate, but don't worry too much about the output. This is all about the movements. And these sessions, these 10-minute sessions linked together with 1 minute rest, is really, really good for fitness. Really good for fitness building. So that's it. 3 minutes relaxation or rest or wind down at the other end, and you're done. So, in summary, 3 minutes warm up followed by 10 minutes at stroke rate 18. The next one is 6 minutes at 18, 4 minutes at 20. The next one is 3 minutes at 18, 2 minutes at 20, 2 minutes at 22, 3 minutes at 20. So you go up and down. And then you go into the last one, which is 2 minutes, 18, 2 minutes, 20, 2 minutes, 22, 2 minutes, 24, and you're done. Okay, that's it. That's the welcome back session. But not wanting to be left with only 55 minutes of training, what we do as a little supplementary at the end is we do, a couple of weeks ago, we did some max testing with a number of athletes. Go get fit to rowers, let's say, and we today isolated one set of muscles that can be thoroughly warmed up, and we did 50% deadlifts, and we did 5 tens with 1 minute rest in between. So 5 sets of 10 reps, and that was it. That's the wrap up, right? Anyway, so look, if you're wondering how some of these sessions work, and I try and spice them up depending on who I'm training. It can be a bit more sort of dynamic, it can be a little bit more rhythm, it can be a little bit more power, it can be a little bit more spice. It can be a combination of kind of CrossFit training style-y, you know, lots of different ways to do the same thing, get fit and learn to row. But look, that's the welcome back session, right? And that is, my friends, the end of this episode. Remember, if I haven't said it before, 2022 is the year to get fit to row. Anyway, take care. Gotta go. Ta-da!